Duncan Hunter's generals call Amar Kampanajar security risk, left-wing veterans group fires back. By Joel B. Polak on October 15, 2018. The Congressional Campaign of Representative Duncan Hunter, RCA, is circulating a letter from three retired U.S. Marine Corps generals accusing his Democrat opponent, Amar Kampanajar, of being a security risk, and he is firing back. On Sunday evening, Kampanajar retweeted a response from VoteVets.org, a left-wing political action committee run by anti-war veterans, alleging that the generals were endangering U.S. troops on the battlefield. Kampanajar and Hunter are competing in the 50th Congressional District of California, a reliably Republican district where the race has become much closer since Hunter and his wife were indicted this past summer on charges of misusing campaign funds. Hunter denies the allegations and considers them politically motivated. However, Kampanajar's unusual background, see below, has proved to be a stumbling block for the Democrat. Three retired USMC generals signed their names to a letter saying congressional candidate Amar Kampanajar is a threat to U.S. security. Letter was paid for by campaign of indicted U.S. Representative Duncan Hunter. Plus pic.twitter.com/0mihicks4p. Kelly Davis, at Kelly Lynn Davis, October 15, 2018. The letter is signed by Brigadier General, retired, Terry Paul, Major General Randall L. West, retired, and Major General T. L. Corwin, retired, all of whom have worked as lobbyists since retiring from the Marine Corps. The generals referred to Kampanajar as Najar, his legal surname until June, when he changed it after the primary was over, and claims his family has connections to Palestinian terrorism. Najar is a member of the Najar family in the Middle East, members of which have been heavily involved in major terrorist operations and massacres. Kampanajar's father has been a senior leader of Yasser Arafat's PLO, Palestine Liberation Organization, the world's most infamous terror group. Amar Kampanajar, should he be elected, would have access to classified, secret information on our military ops in the Middle East. If Democrat candidate Amar Kampanajar should get elected and seize secret information on U.S. military operations that would endanger members of his Najar family in the Middle East, would he compromise U.S. operations to protect his relatives, the Najars? We would not bet the lives of our troops on the gamble. We hope you wouldn't either. However, some of the letter's other claims are speculative. Moreover, Kampanajar has condemned his grandfather's actions, and he and his father both support a two-state solution to the Palestinian-Israeli conflict. Last week, Breitbart News reported that Kampanajar had taken a $250 campaign donation from a Palestinian ambassador to the United Nations. Hunter called on Kampanajar to return that donation. He has refused to do so. Moreover, Breitbart News also reported that the Kampanajar campaign had donated $650 to the Council on American Islamic Relations, CAIR, a radical organization, and received campaign donations from CARE officials. As Breitbart News noted, in 2007-08, CARE was named an unindicted co-conspirator in the terror financing trial of the Holy Land Foundation for Relief and Development. That case, in turn, led the FBI to discontinue its work with the organization. In 2009, a federal judge ruled that the government produced ample evidence to establish the ties of CARE with Hamas, the Palestinian terror organization. The United Arab Emirates labeled CARE a terrorist organization in 2014, a decision that the Obama administration opposed. Kampanajar has protested that he is a born-again Christian, not a Muslim, and would be executed by extremists in the Muslim world for apostasy. He has, however, refused to return CARE officials' donations, or to demand a refund of his campaign's donation to CARE. In response to the retired general's letter, VoteVets.org tweeted, "These three retired USMC generals just endangered the lives of our troops in the field. They should immediately rescind these comments or the commandant of the Marine Corps should fire them. #CA50. VoteVets, at VoteVets, October 15, 2018. The argument VoteVets.org seems to be advancing is a familiar left-wing claim that American leaders who call out radicalism in the Middle East will further radicalize local Muslim populations against U.S. troops. However, as noted above, Kampanajar is not Muslim. Kampanajar retweeted the VoteBits.org tweet approvingly, encouraging the group to send their own letters to voters in the district. "Would be great if VoteBits could send a letter to CA50 voters informing them that this is wrong and dangerous." Amar Kampanajar, at Kampanajar, October 15, 2018. He also tweeted, "Shame on Hunter." Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won: The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.